was any cost, man? Freeze and mix.
The name is Too Ski, by the way.
Well, 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 well.
Was any cost, man?
Boys, they walk, boys must chop. Check it, the time. You
welcome
know
to
up.
The OC. And Jason Podcast.
Oh, why?
Because it's the playoffs and we're headed to Super Bowl. Whenever we head, we're in the postseason.
Yeah.
It's the OC
you
Jason
switch it.
Podcast.
You switch have, it up.
Have to.
Okay. Okay.
Have to.
Okay. I hear you.
Can I make sure I remember this next year if I forget?
Yeah.
And before we start, I just want to ask you, there's a guy by the name of OC Umenyora who tweeted on Monday. Mm-hmm. That was the best weekend of football in history.
But that was a fact.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I got it right here.
Can you think of another time where all those games happened the way they did?
No.
I've never seen nothing like that before.
You tweet facts.
Yeah.
You're a fact tweeter.
Yeah, fact. I'm a fact tweeter.
Fact tweeter.
I want to get into that, but.
I'm sorry.
But.
I like when that happens.
I got to tell you something that happened to me probably about 2 hours ago.
I'm ready for this.
2 hours ago.
I'm ready for this.
Two hours ago.
This is a way to start the day.
It's almost as if I'm not, I don't go searching for funny things. I promise you I don't.
It comes to you.
They just come to me.
I don't even know what you're going to say, and I'm like, I don't know.
Jason.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let me just tell you this.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, before we come to shoot the podcast on Tuesdays, I usually go play soccer.
Yes.
Right?
You get a nice sweat in.
So, I go play soccer today. And we're on the pitch. Uh-huh. And I want you to picture, because I'm telling you this story. I want you to picture.
Let's everybody lock
everybody.
In and visualize.
Visualize what's
yes.
going on.
Okay, I'm with you.
There's this guy. He's a black guy, right? Mm-hmm. And he's usually out there.
Okay.
I can tell that he's like some sort of coach.
Okay.
Right? And so, like, when we're out there playing, he just has a beautiful energy about him.
Got
right?
it.
He just does.
Yep.
But he's constantly talking. But not talking.
Coach talk?
Coach talk. Constantly, right? Yeah. But it's in a fun way. He's like, no, do that. Yeah. Oh, here, I'm open. Here. Give it to me.
That
Go
guy.
There. He's that guy, right?
I can dig it.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the way he plays, but his energy is just so, like, I love it when he's there, right? So he's there.
Coach
so,
talk guy.
Yeah, so he's talking the entire time, uh-huh. right? And so there's another guy, and this guy, I've never seen him before, but he's out there, right? Mm-hmm. And he's from, he's a Middle Eastern guy.
Okay.
Now, I'm just telling you there just so you can picture what's going on.
We're trying to visualize
this. Just so you can visualize it. The guy's talking, you know, he passed the ball, blah, 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 blah. And so the other guy, he's getting increasingly angry.
Oh.
Right?
About the coach talk.
About the coach talk guy.
That right? offends, some people don't like
some
that.
Some people don't like that. Right. So he's getting angry and angrier. And, you know, everybody else, because a lot of us out there, we know each other, so we're kind of like,
you don't mean no
just,
harm.
He's just chilling.
Just coach talking us.
So, the Middle Eastern guy kicks the ball over the bar, uh-huh. and the coach guy's like, hey, you should have passed me the ball. And the Middle Eastern guy goes ham. He's fed up. He's had enough, right? So he goes to the black guy, he goes straight up to his face, and he starts, you don't talk to me like that, blah, 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 blah. I kill you, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, yo, chill.
Yeah.
So, you know, the black guy's like, you know what, I'm gonna stop playing because I don't want no problems.
Yes.
I'm just chilling, you know. So he goes to the sideline, he takes his stuff off, he's like, you know what? I got it. Middle Eastern guy goes to the sideline.
Whoa.
He's like, blah, 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 blah. You just talking too much. You're just talking too much. Shut up, blah, 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 blah. That's like, listen, chill, bro, chill. I'm you got it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't stop. He was enraged, right?
Whoa.
So we stopped the game for like 5 minutes.
Oh, goodness.
And the guy's still like, we started the game back over, right? The black guy's off the pitch. He's like, I'm just, you know, you guys go ahead.
Yep.
So we're playing, you know, we keep on playing. The ball comes to this other guy. And the other guy tries to make a move. The Middle Eastern guy fouls him, kicks him, right?
Ooh,
he kicked the white guy.
Uh-huh.
White guy turns around, punches him dead in his face.
Oh, no talk! No talk!
And so, no, check this out.
Oh my gosh.
Middle Eastern guy gets up. He's like, really? Okay, watch what happens now. Gets up, goes to his bag, gets his phone out.
Uh-huh.
Starts calling. And I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, man, we are in big trouble now.
What is happening?
What is happening right now, right? He's talking. He's over there. He's walking around. He's pacing. He's talking. Puts his phone down. And so everybody's like, you know,
yeah.
There's that feeling of
That uncertainty.
Exactly. 5 minutes later, guess who shows up?
Who?
Police. Jason, I swear to God.
Stop it.
Call the police.
Stop.
Oh my God, my stomach. Jason,
my hip. We are on our edge thinking it's going down. That man called the authorities. Oh, I got some for you. Oh, I got.
J-Bell. Jason.
Now I see why you told us the races of everybody in this whole thing. Now it makes sense. Now the whole story makes sense.
Oh my God. Jason.
Did he sit there and wait for him?
He waited for the police to come. Jason. Jason, I couldn't believe
my stomach.
I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Because our mind goes, we were somewhere else with this. I was like, oh no, them boys is coming.
Right.
The community's coming. He calling his peeps.
He called the police, Jason. Yo, he talked all that trash, right?
All in that man's
all
face.
All in that man's face.
And then called the authorities.
Got punched and called the police. I said, you called the police? I looked at him. I said, yo, you called the police?
And what was his face like?
He's like, you're just walking out. I was like, oh
my God. That is a life lesson.
Jason.
That is a life lesson.
The funniest.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I couldn't play anymore.
Of course you couldn't.
I couldn't play anymore. I couldn't believe.
After all that.
After all that.
He called the authorities.
You called the police?
You did all that. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. My stomach is cramping.
Jason.
I have a cramp in my stomach.
The police.
Oh, my gosh.
I could understand if, you know, in the beginning, right. That was your initial. Yo.
If you were the first guy that was being
right. attacked.
And he follows you to the sideline, you call the authorities, you would have still laughed at him, but
like,
you would have said,
I get it.
Yeah, he wants to stop this.
Yo.
Then, isn't that, I feel like that happens so much in so many different circumstances.
Yeah.
Where someone escalates.
Yep.
Someone gets the party started.
Mm-hmm.
And then the music turns on. And then the music gets loud. And the first thing they want to do is, no, turn the music down. They set the rules. Ha! That happens all the time. Yo. They get you fired up. They get the whole party started, and they don't
want
to be
there.
And
they don't want it. Yo, you know what's so funny?
Oh, my.
You know,
if it wasn't for these phones, half the time, these people would be getting in trouble.
People would get in trouble for it. You know Nat Coombs? Mm-hmm. Nat Coombs' friend.
Oh my gosh, this is hilarious.
Nat Coombs' friend was there.
Uh-huh.
So he's
Oh yeah, because he's always playing.
He's always playing.
Yep.
He's coming to LA.
Uh-huh. Oh, you can't wait to tell him.
Oh my God. Oh goodness.
I hope Nat don't listen to this. You gotta tell him this story.
No. He's going to tell you because
Oh, his friend's gonna be in LA.
His friend is gonna be in LA.
Okay.
His friend is gonna be in LA. He's so you can verify because it when you hear it, it seems like this is
It just couldn't happen like that. But the guy, I'm telling you.
Yo!
OC.
When we saw the cops pull up, I was like, wait a minute.
Who called them?
Who called them?
You think it's somebody around? You're like, somebody else should have called them. And then he'd
was
be like,
him?
I don't, yeah.
He went, he was like, yeah. He started pointing out the white guy. I was like, oh my God, this guy called the police.
Oh my gosh, OC.
Oh, man.
I'm so glad you just told this story.
Oh, anyway, my bad. I've messed up the whole table
no.
and are we straight here?
It isn't straight
yeah,
anymore.
It's not
Did
straight
we
anymore.
Move it?
Yeah, I think,
that is
yeah.
hilarious. Okay. That's good. You know what's
All right, my bad.
That
my
was
bad.
Hilarious.
Oh.
It went a direction I didn't think it could go in. And the, when you say that, it really made me think of something that I learned when I started like training the mixed martial arts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I was training with the pros down in LA just for off season training, the nicest human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Trained assassins.
Yep.
The nicest.
Chilled.
Mm-hmm. Respectful for the most part, you know, a high percentage of them. And these weren't all, you know, these were guys that just knew what they were doing early on.
Mm.
And I realized, and we noticed from the locker room, but it's a different kind of thing we got going on in there. But the people that scare me the most are that guy out
the
there.
The quiet one. Yeah.
No, they scare me the most, the quiet. But they don't mess with you.
Yeah.
You don't, that is safe because you're not going to, if you're not that guy that called the police, you don't got a problem.
Yep.
And we're not escalators like that.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that scare me are the ones that are all up in, you know, doing all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you go there, they're going to go somewhere else and they're going to become the victim.
Yep. Yeah.
Them are the ones I avoid.
The victim.
You know, like, and especially in this country with car stuff, and you see people just, I mean, I drive.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I drive how you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the people will pull up on me and look. And I mean, and I'm like, I look at the people doing that and I'm like, why would you be doing that to me?
Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, they're going after me.
Damn.
And I just, I'll say, I hope you have a nice day. I just say something really nice to get it done because those people scare me.
Yeah, I get it.
And this story, thank you for telling me
Bro.
That. As funny as it is, it just made me go, you know what? That's why I got to chill out.
Yeah.
When people are going there and taking it there, next thing you know, you could be like, I didn't even, what?
Yeah, yeah, I know. I got to be honest with you, Jay.
He punched him in the face.
The reaction of the white guy was warranted.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
was.
This other, he doesn't know if he's next, because after he did all that, I'm kind of like, are we at war?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a couple of lessons you can learn from this. The first lesson is, the way the Middle Eastern guy responded, right, to the black guy, right? Mm-hmm. I can't say that I would have reacted the way the white guy did.
Right.
I can't, just got to be honest.
I would have been like,
but because he was so angry and he was acting so enraged and so tough.
Yeah.
He was acting
He's
so
tough, guy
tough
yeah,
right?
Yeah. You got to be like.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And the guy just boop, boop, boop. And he went to his phone.
He didn't even fight back.
Nothing. He did nothing, Jason. He went straight to the side because our bags are on the side. He went straight there. Picked the, he was like, okay.
He just took the shot. He didn't even duck or roll or nothing.
To the phone. With his phone.
I've been hit like that, by the way.
Oh, my. You called the police? You called the police after all that. I'm not against you calling the police. You can't call the police after after you've done all that.
No.
Can't do
if
that.
You just was out there playing cool. And this guy tripped out, call the police.
Of course call the police. But not after you, after you do all of that.
Osi.
As I'm talking and I'm laughing about the man taking the punches, I just remember the story.
Yeah.
I'm in high school.
Yep.
And my friend who lived around the block from me, who kind of introduced me to football, I'm the quarterback, high school team, freshman team. And this other dude, you know how people get jealous of who your friends are kind of thing in school? All right, it's that thing. And the guy was my center. And he was, he's a tough dude.
Yeah.
And I don't know what we were arguing over, but I'm not going to argue with my center.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be, bruh, whatever. Yeah. So I'm not paying him any attention. And he gives me like an 8-piece. Wow, 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 wow. Like
an 8-piece.
I 8-piece. And I wasn't going to fight him, so I wasn't even ready. He hit me so many times that I could not fight back.
You couldn't even respond.
I just was like, so now I'm laughing at the dude, but I'm like, I understand. Because I'm so dizzy, I'm like, I do not need to enter this fight. This fight. I can't enter this fight now because I'm not ready. So I ate the 8-piece.
Yeah.
The good thing is I knew I could eat his 8-piece.
Yeah, I got you.
And then we go to practice that day, and all you hear is the whispers. JBL got punched in the mouth. So it's early. I think it's early helmets. Like, we only helmets and no shoulder pads. Mm-hmm. And I was taking the snaps. You know, he takes the snaps from the center, and he's snapping it to me. And he's just all confident. Mm. And I was like, all right, okay. And he take the last snap. And then it's a period break. So he puts his helmet down. I put my helmet down. And then, man, he was turning. I took the ball. I threw it at him. Bow! He turned around. I took my helmet. Whack! He ate the helmet to the head.
Oh, no.
And then everybody comes and rallies in like, oh, no, you can't beat up JPL. He's a quarterback. Oh, he's busted lip everything. He's going crazy. The coaches can't control him, and they kick him off the team. So now I got my juice back.
Yeah.
I got my juice back.
You responded.
I got my juice back. Actually, OC, I didn't hit him with the helmet. I pieced him up. I threw the ball, pieced him up. The helmet just made it feel better.
Yeah, I got
But
you.
I think I just pieced
it's
him
a
up.
Piece, yeah.
Pieced him up. Mm. And now everybody's like, well, Jay Bell won the fight.
Yeah.
So I'm living off the – this is before school starts.
Right,
you need that.
Right.
For the rest of the year, OC, I ran from everywhere that man was because I remember that 8-piece. And I couldn't – that flurry?
You want no parts of that.
I didn't want it no more. Oh, man.
Oh, my
I don't
goodness.
Know how we got here, but that was
– okay. All right.
Now I know why the guy called the police, though. You get an 8-piece and it's all bad.
Yeah.
That being said –
yeah.
Best week in football.
Yeah, hands down.
Best weekend in football. History.
Hands down.
It was.
We saw. Whatever you wanted, we had something for it. You wanted defense, we got that for you. You wanted high scoring offense.
That's true.
We got that for you. You want special teams play? We got that for you.
That's true.
The entire gamut of emotions. Oh, this guy's going to win. Oh, no, they're not going to win. Yeah. Oh, this is a blowout. Oh, no, it's not a blowout. You know what I mean?
Everything.
Every
storyline.
Every single storyline. I mean, come on. It was ridiculous. I will say something I did hear, though. Did you hear this Matthew Stafford interview when he was like, yeah, it's good when it seems like a team is going to win and then you just snatch their soul. I think he was talking to
He said that?
He did.
He gangster.
He did.
That's gangster talk.
Wow, you talking like that about the GOAT? Tom Brady
snatching souls.
He's snatching souls. I said, "Wow, there's a."
I respect that.
Yeah, I mean, I do respect that, but there's a price to be paid for that kind of talk.
Yeah, if you that dude,
there's a price.
If you that dude, because you got. I mean, what Andy Reid said that.
Grim Reaper.
Yeah. If you're talking about the Grim Reaper, you better beat a Grim Reaper to his quarterback, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, you snatching souls, huh, Stafford?
Mm.
We're going to see about that.
This is why we want the best quarterbacks in the playoffs.
Yeah.
We want guys that got that instinct when it comes to games.
If I'm Tom Brady, though, even though, we talking and we're like, if you win the MVP, you go out. If I hear this guy talking like that, I'm like, okay.
I'll come back and get you.
All right.
Right. I've done this before.
Yeah. Have you?
Have you?
Have you done this before?
Yeah. I mean,
we're gonna see.
That's what Tom's saying.
I might have to give him another year. I don't like that kind of.
Hey man,
you snatched my soul.
Listen.
You snatched my soul.
Tom got a lot of time to think about it.
You snatched my soul, Jason.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Nah, man. Nah.
I'll see you again.
This is your first year here. This
is
your first
year together. Here. No, listen. I like the fact that we want Matthew Stafford because he is kind of chill.
Mm.
I like that he had a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Because you don't hear him express himself like that.
Mm-hmm.
He don't hear much of these quarterbacks do that, so it's good when it comes out.
Yeah.
I will say this.
He said he wanna snatch the goat's soul. I'ma snatch your soul. You've been in Detroit.
That man is talking about
15 years just getting dealt with, and now you're talking about snatching people's soul.
He's talking about snatching people's eternal bliss.
What?
I want you to never have rest. Man, where is this stuff coming from? We just playing.
What?
Well, how do we get to souls?
Yeah.
And
yeah, you think you're going to win the game, and I snatch yours. What do you know about that? What could you possibly know about that,
What
Matthew
do you
Stafford?
Know about soul snatching?
What could you, Matthew Stafford, possibly know about snatching somebody's soul? You've done this once in your life.
Well, maybe he's saying my soul has been snatched so many times. I am an expert at this feeling.
This feeling.
That I am about to distribute to you.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
I mean, that's the only thing.
It's probably actually how that happened.
As I'm laughing at what you're saying, that's the only thing that could come up to my mind.
Yeah. I stopped by the M&M store, by the way.
Why did you go in there?
Because I wanted to buy an industrial-sized bag of M&Ms, and I did. I'm going to have so much fun tonight, Jason. As I get home and I'm watching Netflix, I'm gonna gorge. I'm gonna.
Why did you call it an industrial size?
It's an industrial size bag of M&Ms. I'm gonna show you.
Why?
People think I just be making things up.
Why did you wait? Was this a plan?
No, as I was walking through.
Oh my gosh! That is you know what that is to that fills up. Yeah. That's supposed to fill up all the little bowls in your house.
Yeah.
You know, for all the, when you're entertaining.
But I'm going to do it like this later. So I'm going to eat.
Are you sharing any with Layla?
Layla doesn't like M&M's.
Oh,
she doesn't like peanuts.
That's why you bought them.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Are you even going to take them out of the bag and put them in a bowl?
I think I might. It depends. I think I might do that.
Did you?
I'm eating half the bag for sure tonight. Without a shadow of a doubt, Jason.
Netflix.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna.
Without a shadow of a doubt. I mean,
you need help,
tonight.
Bro. You need. Because your day is now all about that moment.
It's come to. You see how. You know me.
Your day is about that moment.
You know me.
And when you're in that moment, your day is complete.
I love that. I love that you know me that well, Jason.
Your day is
all about that.
Everything you do is like, I'm just checking off items to get to that.
Am I that I'm that predictable. I'm that predictable.
You're that easily amused.
Amused, you're correct.
You don't need much.
Yeah.
So when you don't need, you're not complicated.
Yeah.
How about that?
Correct.
You're not
that's 100% correct.
You're not complicated people is like, what makes you happy?
No.
Like, you're just, you know them people that just, what
I
makes
know.
You happy? Yeah. It's like, no, this.
I'm going to have some M&M's later.
Netflix.
And I'm very cool.
At my house, in my place, where nobody's bothering me. Life.
Life is good.
That's why you played so long and were successful. Yeah. Because you put your work in to get home, relax, and do that all over again.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's what playoff teams do. That's what champions do, and that's what you're going to have to see from these teams. It'd be easy to talk about what just happened and all that, but since we have talked about getting punched so much, I want to get down to a couple of nitty-gritty things and think what you say and get this out before even the games start and the Super Bowl and all that kind of stuff. I'm looking at this. Every team's got a quarterback except San Fran, where it's like, you know, whatever. I will say this. In this matchup, whoever it is in the Super Bowl, I'm looking at it. Whoever you play in the NFC, in the AFC, is going to have explosive offense, right?
Okay.
Whoever you play in the NFC, they got the defense to stop that offense.
Yeah.
Those four teams right now, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't even have to talk about who. This is going to be in a. We saw a great football last week. Let's see what we see this week.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever's in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be offense versus defense.
They both, man, in the NFC. Those are the two best defenses in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Yep.
Very similar. And we got two great, great quarterbacks in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got, obviously, you know about Patrick Mahomes, what he can do. But when you think about Burrow, man, I mean, the way he doesn't have the arm strength as mm-hmm. Allen or Mahomes, but he, them three,
mm-hmm.
think about what we got for the future.
Doesn't make any sense.
Dog.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Those three, bruh, that's going to be, we got amazing quarterback play in the NFL, in the AFC. Those three will be battling for a decade.
Yeah. Speaking of quarterback play, you know what I thought about yesterday? You're gonna appreciate this. And I don't know whether we should. I think we should hold on to this because it's.
Can we throw a nugget and not get into it? I promise not to dive into it.
I think you can't throw a nugget without getting into it.
But we
right?
can't go deep because I'm interested now.
Interested. You're gonna like it. Okay. You're gonna like
I'm very
it.
Very interested. I want to know.
So I think that. In what I'm seeing in the NFL these days, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have these fantastic elite quarterbacks, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. in the NFL.
Agreed.
And then we have the average guys.
Yes.
Right? No, I won't say average. They're good quarterbacks. Like, you have the Tannehills, the Garoppolos. You have those guys, right?
They need Kirk to have Cousins. A good team around them.
Yeah, but even then, they're still not going to, right?
You're still worried about them.
Yeah. And then you have these elites. I'm talking about monsters. Yeah, Josh Allens, Mahomes.
Your whole game plan is to stop
is them. There, right? You know what? We're missing the Elis.
Oh, that is very interesting.
We're missing that.
I hear exactly what you're saying.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
We're missing that guy.
Yes.
You know, he's not the Josh Allen. He's not the Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
But he's better than.
Yes.
Kirk Cousins. And because you know that Eli.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be concerned. Say Eli was playing for the Tennessee Titans. That's a Super Bowl. You'd be like, oh, this team is going to win the. They could win the Super Bowl because he wouldn't hold them back,
he
right?
Hold them back.
And you know that when the going gets tough, he would be able to make the plays at the quarterback position
when it's tough,
yes, and he could win the game for you.
He would get hot.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that guy,
yes.
we don't have him in the NFL anymore. Have you realized that we have the? You have the the Mahomes. And that it's almost like, remember how Ben Roethlisberger was?
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah, that kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's not, we don't have him anymore.
No.
They're gone.
No.
So it's the elites, and then it's the guys who you're winning in spite of.
Yes.
And then the guy who can, with a good defense, you know.
And that's just year to year, that guy. That's not sustainable like Eli's career, basically, until the end.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
So that guy's, he's gone.
Yeah.
What happened to them? What happened to the Bens, the Elis, the guys who could actually, they're no longer there.
Ben was elite, but I'm more with
Eli. Not like, he wasn't like Mahomes and.
In that period, he was that kind of guy, though. He doesn't relate to them now, but in that period of football, you have to forget them like they don't exist because I cannot argue with that.
Yeah.
You are right.
Yeah.
But those guys don't exist.
Yep.
We knew Big Ben is that statue in the pocket, people falling off of him, lasers.
Ben wasn't, to me, wasn't a better quarterback than Eli. He wasn't. He was not a better quarterback than Eli, right?
Okay.
He wasn't more talented than Eli.
No.
He wasn't more talented. Man, bro, Jason.
They were different.
Jason.
But it's hard to say. I like, they're both great to me.
Eli, I've seen him do some things, right?
Up close and personal.
That we won games because of Eli that we had no business winning.
I wonder this.
no business winning those games. And I'm like, oh, I remember going up to him so many times. I just hugged him. I was like, Eli, you saved us.
Yeah.
Like he did that. He did that for us, right? And so, but then he's not. He right. wasn't. Do you understand?
I remember him
what I mean?
Having to justify himself, calling himself a top five quarterback, and people were going crazy. I was like, really?
Yeah.
This dude is out here. Y'all out here. You don't think that?
Yeah.
You know, if it's all about winning, and you got two soups, like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Do you understand what I mean?
I understand. And I think my answer to that is to your what you always go to. I hate leaning on this because it's so easy to do. And I'm going to say lazy, but I'm going to say it in this way. Development.
Mm-hmm.
Eli, when I first got to New York, and I remember I was always, you were an early guy, I was a late guy. Because I didn't, you know, so I did everything at the end of practice. Eli was an early and late guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching film with AP. And it being late, and who was still in there?
Mm-hmm.
Eli.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it over and over and over again, and I realized, I was like, man, I don't care what anybody says. I want to play with that dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just saw the work,
yep.
Everything. He was a real student. Now, he had an advantage, father, brother, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback coach, coached upright. So I think to the point I'm trying to make is, seems like he was always coached correctly, and I don't think that's happening anymore.
Mm.
I don't think
that they're being coached correctly
for a large amount of their career.
Mm.
Andy Reid gets Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid is a quarterback guy, and he has allowed Patrick Mahomes to play his game within the structure of the offense that's built around Mahomes and really promoted those skill sets. Like, keep doing this, do this, do that, figure this out, right? That's a really good situation
okay.
that he's in. Josh Allen is super elite, but we were questioning his accuracy and stuff, and it's kind of helped who he's with Daboll and all that kind of stuff. It's worked out. I just think Eli knew how to play the quarterback position, really understood it, and understood every element of that on and off the field. I think he was very aware of what that took, and that made him what he is. I don't know if everybody's aware of it.
I hear exactly what you're saying.
I do. Yeah,
I do. But I just don't. I think that when I look at a guy like a Kirk Cousins,
yes.
who I've met a couple of times, mm-hmm. he's a very hardworking, very studious. You know, he wants to be,
but he don't got the killer.
But he doesn't have it,
you
right?
The killer, he
yeah,
the killer.
And even a Garoppolo, right?
He doesn't have the killer.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. So what I think is missing is there's a level between Garoppolo and Mahomes, mm-hmm. right? That's missing. In the NFL, it's missing.
I think Dak Prescott could be that if he won big games.
Could be.
Exactly. But he hasn't won the big games.
That would be the guy. Now you're under.
Yeah.
He would be
Dak if Dak could win, and
you
could
would
carry
say,
them.
Yeah.
Like
say
especially
say
in
guy.
This playoffs, everything's yeah. going crazy, and all of a sudden Dak just gets hot.
Yep.
And he's like, man, they were tripping. They yeah. had 10 penalties, 14 penalties, but Dak Prescott.
It. Yep.
But you got to. You gotta have those games.
Yeah.
You cannot listen. You
because he doesn't have the talent of a Mahomes, so right. he would be in that.
He would be that guy.
He would be that guy.
Yes. And he's got all of those quarterback kind of traits that you like.
Yeah.
Handles a press conference.
Yeah.
Amazing. You know, just every commercial because there's a reason for that.
Mm.
Transparency in how he lives and the things he does. But yet, it doesn't matter. You can get paid on regular season performance. You will only be a legend by what you do in the postseason.
Mm, mic drop, J-Bell. Mic drop.
Listen.
Facts.
Listen, you got big checks.
Yeah.
But when people talk about you and your name is in that stadium
yeah.
because you got two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And
no doubt about
you
it.
Played well.
In the games. Had to. Showed up. Ooh. Something I heard yesterday I wanted to talk about
mm-hmm.
and see what she thought about this.
All right.
And when it was Stephen A. Smith,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And when
from
he
ESPN.
Said it, from ESPN. And mm-hmm. when he said it, I was like, ooh, He's 100% correct.
Oh, you agree with him. Okay.
He's 100% correct.
All right, what'd he say?
Because it's something that we said on the show.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
He said that Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
That loss was legacy destroying. He said that he would never, like he was a massive Aaron Rodgers fan.
Yeah.
But he said he would never, unless Aaron Rodgers goes and wins a Super Bowl somewhere. Yep. Mm-hmm. Nobody would ever look at him. Because think about the way we were thinking about Aaron Rodgers before. Mm-hmm. And then after that game, it's like.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean?
I do.
And I was like, yo, I would never.
Yes.
I would never look at him the way that we looked at him before Sunday. Like, never.
You make a good point.
Never. Like, I'll be like.
Strong point.
Eh.
Yeah.
No matter what he does, I'll be like, eh. But before then, we're like, oh, he's the most talented.
Yeah. You just said something that the way I'm going with it, we in the air will say, and remember, we'll remember it, right? But legacy is something when we're all gone, they're still talking about. Mm-hmm. We will say, he's talented, 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 talented. We'll talk about that. Think about the old timers talking about baseball, basketball, in this country, football. You know, they talk about the old timers because they saw it.
Yeah.
But when you talk about legacy, when your kids look at it, they're going to say, how many championships did they have?
Yeah. He's won one.
You're like, eh. You're not even going to be the best in your era? You can't. Do you know what you have to do in this era because of Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Tom's taken over. He's the one they're going to remember. So we are going to talk about him being talented now and all that, but we've all been around talented people. Are they the ones the most talented, the ones we lift up on our shoulders?
Yeah.
No.
No.
It's the ones that win.
That won.
Period. So you're right. I mean, it's all, can you carry everyone? Michael Jordan, man. Mm. Why we talk about him? Man, he carried. He had great teams around, but he carried in games. He carried in series. He did things where you're just like, oh my goodness. You know, that's why we still talk about him. Why we talk about boxers? We talk about the dude that's in the corner getting flurried.
Yeah.
2 seconds away from getting knocked out that just comes back.
Yeah.
Why people watch Rocky? Every fight Rocky was in, he was getting destroyed, OC.
Yeah. But he came back.
He's like me getting punched by that dude. Yeah. But he came back, and I quit and didn't get the guy until after practice. It tells you a lot about my life.
Yeah. Jason. It's, I just in a way, I almost kind of feel bad for him, even though I probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
But how just literally from one day to the next. And as soon as he said that, I was like, because now when I see him doing a press cut, it's like the feeling is just kind of, you know what I mean? It's weird.
I'm going to go back to something you said right here, written down. That was the best weekend of football in history. Let me tell you why I'm going back to that. Why do you think those games mattered like that? Why do you think people played like that? Why do you think as fans we were locked in like that? Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere, bro. For everybody. Mahomes against Allen. You think them dudes are like, I got to show I'm the better dude because you're now coming into my territory. Allen, they're talking about you. That's what Patrick Mahomes is saying. Mm-hmm. They talking about you like you that dude. Mm-hmm. I gotta be that dude. Legacy. All you saw was people fighting for their name to be etched in football history. That's why the NFL's the best show in town.
Hands down.
Hands down.
Golly. Was that it cost money? Race and a mix.